Yeah, I suppose, look, I do feel fortunate in that my stay in the hospital over the last couple of years, I've only been in a couple of times, and it was only for 4 or 5 days at a time. So my experience is certainly pales into insignificance when compared to some of the experiences that other people have had. But, you know, it's something that certainly left an effect on me, and particularly the experience of lying on the corridor bed, because, you know, it's something that it's an experience that left me feeling extremely vulnerable, and I know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people that go through that same experience every year in Ireland, and I just feel that enough's enough, and it's time that we really all came together and fought back to try and change this for the better, because nobody should be going through experiences like that.
And you've said, you know, it's not necessarily a political issue or an election issue, it's just really something that needs to be sorted once and for all.
Yeah, I think all political candidates and all political parties would need to be looking at this. You know, we've had 100 years of this state and we're still in the position that we're in now, where the health service is underfunded, and the wonderful staff that we have in the health system, you know, the staff in Letterkenny Hospital are second to none, and I can certainly attest to the treatment that they gave me and the care and attention that they gave me and all the other patients that I witnessed when I was in there. But, you know, it's hard for them to do their job when they're trying to treat patients who are lying in the corridors, when they're trying to treat patients in A&E who are lying in trolleys, and they're doing their best to get them admitted. But there simply isn't the space, and we don't have enough beds in our hospitals. We don't have the staff, enough staff, in order for them to do their job effectively. And I think now in general election season, when, you know, all the political parties are campaigning, I think it's time that the ordinary people of Ireland stood back and thought about what we're actually doing here. What are we actually voting for? Are we voting for, you know, parties to argue over policy detail that may not really affect you when it comes down to the crunch? Things like health and the health crisis are affecting people every single day in this country. And for me, that's one of the issues that I'm campaigning on, and that's why I'm canvassing on the doors, because I do feel that it's time we, the ordinary people of Ireland, fought back and tried to change things.
In terms of the different parties' stance on the health service and what they plan to do going forward if elected into government, you know, there's the Sláinte healthcare plan, there's, you know, this other idea of throwing more money at the health service. What do you feel, in your opinion, you know, would resolve it?
Well, I'm certainly coming from the opinion that what we've tried thus far hasn't worked. Look, I'll make no bones about it, that obviously, as a Sinn Féin councillor and someone who's out actively canvassing and campaigning to return to Sinn Féin TDs for Donegal, that I feel that Sinn Féin would offer a better alternative to what we have now. And I'm saying that as someone who, look, I'm fully aware that I don't think there's a quick fix to the health crisis, but I do feel that if we just carry on doing what we're doing now, then nothing's going to change. I think we need a radical change in how we think about health, how we think about all the different policies that the government are affecting. Do we just carry on doing what we're doing, or do we actually try and effect radical change? And that's, look, without making a political point about it, that's what I think we need to be doing. We can't carry on doing the same things that we've always done for the last 100 years. It's time for change, I think.